Well, as always, we get to finish out the show with our inbox, and we have Glenn Lutyens from our counseling department here. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Lisa.
Howdy. All right. Our question today, is on service, compatibility, ministry, all of that. So our listener says, I hear a lot about how when you're dating, you should find someone whom you can serve alongside and move in the same direction ministry-wise. How important is that in a relationship? I'm struggling because I feel that my boyfriend is causing me to question where it is that God wants me to serve him. I'm super involved in my church. There's no sin or doctrine issue involved, just a conflict on where I feel called to be is no longer where he feels called to be, as opposed to when we first met. How can I tell if God wants to move me and do new things versus being with the wrong person?
The desire to be open, to be used of the Lord, is a wonderful thing. And it sounds like that's what's being expressed here. I would encourage, and not only for this individual who has written this question, but also for anyone else, to give us a call in our department. There's some kind of maybe aspects of the question that I wasn't quite sure what the person meant that I thought probably would be best answered, just giving us a call saying, hey, I'd like to speak with one of the counselors, and we would be more than happy to just kind of address their question, and they can clarify any areas where we're not certain as far as what they might mean. I think one of the key elements is recognizing the fact that the body of Christ has different parts to it. Paul makes that clear in 1 Corinthians 12. As far as the body of Christ, there's an elbow, there's an arm, there's a kneecap. Each one has a different function. So if we're looking at different areas of service, that can be perfectly fine. Not every individual is going to be the same, especially since I think there's a lot of truth to the fact that in marriage, opposites do attract. So it's not surprising that when it comes to people who are married, there's going to be a lot of spiritual gifts that are going to be different. So it really would be an issue of, are the spiritual gifts conflictual? Is it a scenario where I know one of the words that was used here was, super involved. And we have to be somewhat cautious of that. I'm thrilled that a person is really wanting to be used by the Lord in the Lord's service. But sometimes we can also get to the place of burnout. And I don't know, that may not be what they're referring to at all. But if it is, it's important for a person to look at life really as a marathon, not just simply as a sprint.
Yeah, so true. I think it's interesting, too, and, probably bears mentioning that, again, they're dating. I'm assuming they want to move towards marriage, or they're at least considering it. Look down at your end goal. Ideally, and I would say, this would be a deal breaker, you're not going to say, hey, yeah, we just got married and we are going to go to two completely different churches and we're going to be okay with that. At some point, you've got to figure this out and you've got to get on the same page and you have to figure out who's serving, what is the priority in service? Because I think wherever we are, serving the Lord, we can plug in and we can find a way to make that happen.
Yeah. And if it's different churches, it just makes it really challenging. I mean, are there some marriages that survive that way? I'm sure there are. But as far as being able to see that we're drawn to a specific church fellowship and we have each of us has an important part in what the ministry there is. And generally, most churches have enough variety to them where there's going to be something for each individual, even if it may look different for each one.
Yeah. And it seems like just the, communication lines need to stay open and maybe even getting some great counsel on this, to come alongside you and say, OK, how are we going to prioritize what is life giving to us in the way we serve? And how can that be done at some point, if not now, in the same body of believers, in the same fellowship to make that happen?
And just asking that third person, if there's somebody that they value and respect, and a pastor or someone that can kind of speak into it, I think is so helpful.
Yeah. Glenn also mentioned that we have a line here at Focus that features people like himself, trained and licensed counselors. We even have some chaplains on board who can kind of give some additional clarity to your question. So I want to go ahead and provide that number. It is 1-800, the letter A and the word family, 1-800-A-FAMILY. And anyone can call in and just get some advice, get some listening ears, get some prayer on situations like this that you may think you're at an impasse, and that doesn't have to be the case. You can actually help get unstuck with some good wisdom and some good counsel. So thanks, Glenn.
You're very welcome, Lisa.
Okay, folks, that's it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we'll answer your question in the future. I would also encourage you to hop over to iTunes when you get a chance and leave us a review there, because that is how new people find our show, usually, especially when we get to feature fun content and bring new folks into the fold, and then you introduce us to your friends, because that's a great way to make that happen. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.